Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, we've been talking about the ANC conference and leadership. We wanted to understand what makes a true leader. Dr. Seth Cooper, past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
I'm good, Howard. Sorry. That's a mouthful. Yes, I know. Psychological.
Yes, exactly. So we're all tripping over our words, so we're all fine. But I always find it fascinating because South Africans in general love to find leaders or want to find leaders that are perfect, and no such human being walks this earth as perfect. We think that the perfect leader is going to come along and save us, but that's very unlikely to happen, isn't it?
Oh, no, of course not. In fact, the exact opposite prevails. We seem to be struck by mediocrity, and there isn't any spark on the horizon that tells us there's going to be some greatness, you know. It's the same, it's dull, it's boring, it's lackluster, it is singularly uninspirational. So, yeah, I think we've been spoiled because we've had the kind of greatness that
I think we experienced.
Yes, you know, I mean, Shakespeare said it well when he talked of some achieve greatness and others have greatness thrust upon them. So with what's prevalent, it's clear that people have leadership thrust upon them and they're unable to do much with it because they don't have the ability to, they're clearly unable to show the way and go there themselves. You know, that's the important issue about direction and guiding, that you are prepared to do the same and you subject yourself to the same laws. You put yourself on the same basis as other people. It cannot be that specific rules of exclusion apply to you. So we don't have that kind of open, transparent, and I mean, those words sound trite, accountable leaders. And I mean, in every kind of workshop or session or teaching one has, and we can look at various codes of conduct. Transparency, accountability are supposed to be upfront and embedded in the persona of that leader. So he or she should not even be thinking about it. It should come axiomatically. It should happen just because one is in that position. But it seems no, we don't have those with the backbone. It's very important to have a spine. It's very important to be principled. It's important to, when you hear the madding crowd, guide that madding crowd away from that madness. And I'm saying this as a psychologist. You know, you cannot fall in line with the mob and let the mob take control of you, because that route lies chaos. And we've seen that all around us. And importantly, the ability to listen to those that you ought to be accountable to, those that you purport to be part of and lead, and at a political level, because I think that's the basis of this, at a political level, you ought to be able to serve whatever your belief is honestly and allow for, and in a democracy, allow for challenge, allow for contestation of ideas, rather than fall into the social media cancel culture. You cannot not listen to somebody who has an opposing viewpoint. And that means oppose that person on their views, but not attack them in the kinds of ways we've seen.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
You know, very bad examples. We ought to have better examples. Our people deserve better, and hopefully there will emerge younger, brighter, smarter leaders that will be taking us to a better place and leave behind the baggage that we seem to be stuck in.
Are we seeing a dearth of real leadership, not only in South Africa, but around the world? I mean, if we look at the American, I mean, the best that America could offer was Joe Biden and Donald Trump, which is quite alarming. Is it because it really does, it's really an excruciatingly difficult thing to lead in today's environment where every aspect, every flaw, every personality trait and every comment is going to be used to try and paint you in a negative way? Why would anybody want to become a leader?
Well, I think that is a major consideration because a lot of, especially those eligible for leadership, tend to shy away because they say, if that could happen to Cooper, what's going to happen to me? You know, it's that kind of thing. Because one gets excoriated on the smallest whim, and there's almost no room for any tolerance and any place that one can find. So people tend to go into rabbit holes, and the result is we are poorer for it. Because if we had that flawed person who is part of us, and that's where you see we tend to miss out on how Zuma managed to and still captivates people, because with his flaws he's been able to very cleverly speak to ordinary people out there who feel completely left out. Now, of course, we know that he has done certain egregious things. And that's not the point. The point is that if you're part of what is going on, if you carefully consider the options, you will be able to show people the way. You will be able not to drown in a sea of mediocrity. And as Eleanor Roosevelt said, great minds discuss ideas. Mm-hmm. Average minds discuss events. And small minds discuss people. So we've got that small mind mentality, and social media tends to influence approximately half of us at the best of times. So, yes, there is that fear. But also, when the circus is in town, and that circus plays itself out most of the time on our screens, on our airways, and so on, we don't want to be part of that. You know, young people especially will think, if that is what it takes to be a leader, then I don't want any part of it.
Then that's not for me, absolutely.
Yes. So all those factors need to be taken into account. And importantly, rising above self-interest, finding common cause, finding common good, you know, because we need bridge builders. We don't need the person who is going to bomb that bridge, because it takes a lot to put that bridge into place. And all around us, we've got explosive individuals, people who have not got an iota of understanding of how they come off at the best of times. So I think insight is also critical. Yeah, and that, you know, that judgment, insight, wisdom, trite it may seem, but we don't seem to have it around, unfortunately.
Yeah. Dr. Seth Cooper, past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa, talking to us about what makes somebody a true leader.